Hello.
Good morning, am I speaking with William?
Yes, you are.
Hi, sir. My name's Aaron. I'm calling you from INS Law, just in regard to your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Firm.
Yeah, hang on a minute, please. Hang on. Yeah, I can hear you now. Sorry, what was that?
Perfect. I'm just giving you a call, sir, just following your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Yeah.
You're okay. Is now a convenient time to talk?
Yes, of course it is, yes.
Yep, okay, sir. I'm just going to go through the application process with yourself and confirm some genetic details that I've already received.
Yeah.
Okay, so just for data protection, William, I've got your first name here as William and last name Kimmett.
Yeah.
Okay, any middle names, William?
Yes, Victor.
Victor. Okay, perfect. Okay, and I've got your email address here as williamkimmett50@gmail.com.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Perfect. And what's your date of birth, please, William?
It's the 19th of February, 1973.
1973. Okay, and what's your home address?
I'm living in England now. It's 19 Lagland Street, which is Poole, Dorset.
Okay, was that Lanland, L-A-N-L?
Lagland, L-A-N, L-A-N, oh, sorry, I don't know how to spell it, sorry. It's Lagland.
Yeah,
Street.
And that's in Poole?
Yeah.
Yep, I've got that one there. Perfect, sir. And the best methods of communication for yourself, are we okay to send you email and text us as well as call you?
Yeah.
Perfect, okay. And were you known by any other names during your time in K, William?
No.
No, okay. Can you remember the address you lived in prior to being in care?
No, because, it would have been 34
yep.
Froon Street, Glasgow.
How would I be spelling Froon, sir? Could you remember?
Is it F-R-U-N, Froon, then Street? I'm not really sure, sorry, because the street's now gone and it's all new building. I've called it a different name now.
Ah, right, okay, fair enough. That's not a problem. Okay. And am I able to grab the name of the GP that you're registered at, please?
Yeah, the GP is Dr. Newman's Practice, and the named GP is Dr. Veronica Ward.
Okay, and whereabouts is Dr.
That's
Newman's
Poole.
Practice? Poole.
Poole, yeah. I don't know who it would have been in the time of when I was in care.
That's okay, don't worry. That's not a problem. Because all your medical records follow you, you see.
Yeah.
Okay, do you know the name of the road that the practice is on, sir?
Yeah, it's on Parkston Road, 36 Parkston Road, Poole. And it's in Newman Practice.
Newman, did you say?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Excuse me.
No problem.
Yeah, I've got that one there. That's absolutely perfect. Okay, and am I able to grab the names of your mother and father, if that's okay, please?
Well, I was adopted to my grandparents, and their name is Jesse and William Kimmett.
Okay, no problem, I'll make a note of that. Okay, the only reason why I ask you for that is when obviously you are in a time of care, any records
Yeah.
they can potentially, but not always, they get filed under your parents or guardians' names as you're under 18 at the time.
I think at the time when I was in care, my sister was taken to do with it, which is Treasure McNaught.
Teresa, did you say?
Yeah, and it's McNaught.
Would that be KNOTT?
I'm not sure, mate. Sorry, but I
That's
think
okay.
so. I'm not sure how you spell married name, sorry.
That's okay. That's not a problem.
But actually, when I used to come home at weekends, that's who I used to go to.
Yeah, no, fair enough. That's absolutely fine. Okay. I don't know if the any terminal illnesses that you need to make me aware of, William?
I've got learning difficulties. I've now got heart failure and AF, and I'm also dyslexic.
Okay, not a problem. So thank you very much for notifying me of that.
No problem.
And would you like to add a beneficiary to your application?
No.
No, okay, that's absolutely fine. Okay, William, we're just obviously to inform you that these calls are recorded for training and quality
Yeah,
purposes
yeah.
only. And I do appreciate that discussing experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting. But please take your time during this call. If you do need a
No
break,
problem.
further explanation, support, or would prefer to continue at another time, you just let me know at any point during this call.
Okay.
Okay, so the purpose of today's call, William, is just to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you and your options around the scheme. I'll
Yeah.
explain how INS Law operates as a law firm for you, and also discuss our funding and fees. And then what I'll do is I'll gather initial information to assess whether we may be able to assist you.
Right.
Okay, so the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies, and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. It is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us, but you are entitled to three available options when it comes to the Redress Scheme. Okay, so
Right.
option one is that you can apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. Option two is that you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, and they are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. Under the government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application, regardless of whether you are successful or not with that application. INS Law does not operate under that statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. So if you do decide to instruct us being option three, you will be choosing a private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. At this, yeah.
Oh, sorry, go on, mate.
No, I was just going to ask you, William, at this stage, can you confirm that you have not been instructed by any other solicitors in relation to the application for the scheme?
No, I've not, no.
No, okay. And what was you going to ask, sorry, sir?
I was going to say the option to the Scottish Government.
Okay, well that's obviously what another law firm deals with.
Right.
We don't take part in that scheme. What we are is we're option three. So we're option three. We're a private and independent law firm, so we only work on a no-win, no-fee basis. So
Right.
what that means is that if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything, and if you withdraw
Right.
your application on our advice, you won't pay anything either. If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees will only consist of basic charges based on the time and effort spent with your case and also a success fee.
Yep.
However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment, so you'll never pay anything more than the agreed cap of 19.2%.
Right. Yeah, that's
Okay.
fair enough, yeah.
Okay, so perfect. Okay, so it is important that I make it clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award that the scheme may award you. But what we will do our best with say is presenting the best and most efficient case to the Scottish Government in order for it to be as successful as it can be.
Right.
Okay, so the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I will explain in greater detail during this call. Okay, so if instructed, what we can assist with is whether you will be eligible to apply to the scheme. And what we'll do is we'll gather and review all evidence given over in our phone call today. Then we'll prepare and submit your application to the Scottish Redress Scheme in order to obtain an application number on your behalf. We always have the full correspondence with the Scottish Redress Scheme, so later down in the process, any advice with any offers made from the Redress Scheme, we'll always advise you of. And then there's also a statutory waiver that you'd sign if an award is offered and accepted. But what we can also offer assistance with is any reconsideration or review of the process within the scheme.
Yes.
That statutory waiver that I've just briefly mentioned, sir, is basically if a redress offer is made and is accepted from yourself, you then can't go and take out any civil claims that are relating to what the process of the scheme has been involved in.
Yeah.
Okay, so is everything all understood?
Yeah, everything's so understood yet so far, yeah.
Perfect. Any other further questions for me, William?
No.
Okay, not a problem. All right, so you do have a right to cancel, William. So if you do decide to proceed with ourselves, you have a 14-day cancellation period after signing our agreements. You can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately whilst the cancellation rights still remain.
Okay. Would
that be the case for yourself, William? Would you like us to start work straight away?
Yeah, if you can, yeah.
Yep, of course. No, that's not a problem at all. I will also need some identification from yourself, William, for verification purposes, but also for anti-money laundering regulations. So what that would be is a physical ID with being photo ID and also proof of address data within the last 3 months. You can send them over via email or WhatsApp, whatever it is.
No, just forget it. Okay. Forget it. I'm not interested.